You know, for those of you that get up early with us in the morning, you know that most days we all get up together, don't we? I come to work pretty sleepy, but other days I come to work ready to go just like you do because it's a special day. And this is one of those days here at WBGO because the piano is alive. We have a lot of stuff coming on today. A little bit later, Eliani Elias is going to sit at this Steinway Grand. Miss Helen Sung is going to sit with us this morning and play and chat. And we're going to start out to let you know that the future of this music, oh, buddy, it's in good hands as we share with you live from WBGO and Morning Jazz, the piano artistry of Isaiah Thompson. Brothers and sisters, come together this morning. You're on Morning Jazz at WBGO. I'm Gary Walker, but more importantly, Who is that cat at the piano? That was Isaiah Thompson. And the world is getting to know about Isaiah Thompson because of Dem Two Hands. Sounds like a place in Montclair, doesn't it? Dem Two Hands? You know that joint, right? Oliver Lake's wise.
Right.
But Dem Two Hands at the piano is what I'm talking about. And that personality that goes with it, because a life in jazz is a life well lived. You are now 20 years old in your second year at Juilliard, right?
Third
year at Juilliard. All right. Time traveling.
All right.
Going fast.
All right.
But now, your exposure to music, you wrote a piece once, and I think it was called Between the Walls?
I wrote one?
Yeah. Was it Between the Walls? And it had to do with the influence of the music that you heard from one room to another.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah. I've written in the past year. It's funny. Some have been forgotten, but in the past year, I really got into the music of Cedar Walton.
Yeah.
And he definitely influenced my composition. And so I've written so many things about basically about my personal life. Like we had talked about before, how I believe that that I'm a person first and a musician second. And so all my music is definitely influenced by my personhood, by my individuality. And so there's some things that I've written and I say, never mind. but I always keep the names of those tunes and close to my heart because they always mean something.
Yeah, but that reference I made, you had a brother in one room listening to one type of music, right? Like R&B, right?
That's called The Other Upstairs.
The Other Upstairs, that's what I'm thinking of. And then you had the parents that had their own musical taste going on over here, and you're in the middle and you're soaking it all up, aren't
you? That's completely what happened.
Yeah.
Completely my childhood. That's what it was.
And what actually brought you to the piano out of that?
Oh, my parents, they put me in a classical school when I was about 5 years old. My parents wanted me to be well-rounded. So I fenced in high school, and I was on swimming team, and I did karate for a while. I do Tai Chi now. I did some debates. They wanted me to be a well-rounded individual, to be a person. And so my dad knew someone that had played piano for a while, and he said that'd be a nice hobby for him. And so they just put me in a school to do that. They didn't know that I would end up liking it this much. And
what was that first piece of music so we can keep our listeners well?
Oh, that was Hymn to Freedom.
Which is one of your features on a brand new recording. If you are a fan of the piano, I got to hip you to A Handful of Keys. And it's put together by the folks at Blue Engine Records, but you may know that more so as the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis.
Yes, sir.
What was it like to be part of this project?
I mean, I can't even put the words together. I mean, just so inspiring to be around. I mean, people like Miss Sung, Dick Hyman, Joe Alexander, just Dan Nimmer, and just to be around those people, soak in all the history, all the history. I mean, even besides the pieces that we're playing, pieces that I was introduced to for the first time, but just the history behind and even like how they play, their influences, listening to them. And of course, Mr. Marsalis, he's just such a great mentor to me. So lucky that he allowed me to play with these other people and he had me on the record because it's just really inspiring.
Yeah, well,
inspiring.
You probably caught his attention because you've been up there a few times as part of the Essentially Ellington.
Yes, sir.
And also the Mingus
right,
competitions, right? Which you placed very highly. And as a member of the Jazz House Kids, if you folks are in Montclair or you ever been in the Montclair Jazz Festival, you've seen Isaiah Thompson. If you've ever had a kid or been an audience member of the program right down the street here from us at the Performing Arts Center.
It was because of their programs, yeah.
Yeah, the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, the Jazz for Teens program. These are both big influences. But aside from that, you know, Isaiah, how does one, what is it that allows you to sit at the piano and play him to freedom was such a deep sense of soul, man. You can't learn that. Where does that come from?
Well, the first person that I really listened to play jazz was Oscar Peterson. And I cannot even, the soul that he just conveys, emits from the piano is just, it's just amazing. It's on another level. And so for the longest time, I'm like, I want to play like that. And yeah. I still feel like that. I want to play like that. Even if I don't hit the right note, I want to at least convey something in what I played.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I'm trying to come from.
Yeah, well, you're coming from it in fine fashion, man. And you are doing it in a big way. Will you hang around with us this morning?
Yes, sir.
Great. And please don't call me yes, sir. You know, that's 68, I'm feeling like 88 now. Gary would do fine.
Okay.
Or like, hey, dude, pay attention here. I already answered that question once. Hey, man, this music is in really, really good hands. Two hands we're going to hear now as we share with you some more of the touch and the sense memory of one Isaiah Thompson. You're listening to Isaiah Thompson over WBGO and here live on Morning Jazz. Tell me, is this a way to start a weekend or what? Good stuff. And if you were up earlier with us this morning, you heard the feeling of what was very prominent during the Civil Rights Movement and the answer to it by Oscar Peterson and Hymn to Freedom. Now, consider what you just heard just now. It was the 1930s. Fats Waller was cooking, and the reason was the country was in the midst of a depression, a serious downturn that we have yet to feel since. Thank you, Lord. You needed a spirit like that, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
You needed a spirit like that. But I heard a little bit of Monk in there, too, didn't I?
Completely.
Yeah. That was kind of a medley of sorts.
Yeah. Mr. Marsalis was the first person to really get through to me the importance of Monk in the lineage of jazz music. He asked me if I had really listened to him before, and I said, not really. And he was like, okay, you need to go listen to it. It's Monk's Time, that record. That's where I really... That's the first time I heard that tune, Lulu's Back in Town. Monk played that.
Yeah.
And I really got into it, and I said, okay, I need to learn that.
Monk's music is timeless.
Completely.
You know, during the actual anniversary of his birth, which mm-hmm. was a couple of weeks ago,
right.
I attended a seminar with T.S. and with Robin Kelly,
mm-hmm.
you know, who wrote like the definitive book on Monk. Took right. him 7 years to write this book, and it was phenomenal. But they both kind of agreed that if you get past, because most people, when they approach Monk, they do it like this, man, because they're afraid that it's jagged at first.
Right.
But when you get inside of that, there's a sense of swing, man, that just won't quit. And
completely.
there's also, as they pointed out, they said, you know, Monk was like the Parliament Funkadelic of his time.
Right. Yeah. Completely. All his songs, they sound like they could have a funk groove on them sometimes.
Yeah. Is that what attracted you to Monk's music? What exactly was it that drew you in? What do you hear? Can you play something for us that really appeals to, I mean, just a little snippet?
I think it's how rhythmically and harmonically strong all his melodies are, and especially how he plays them. Because people can approach his music differently, but when you listen to Monk play his own music, they're all very... It makes so much sense. There's nothing you could play. I mean, the harmony, he may change the harmony in a certain way, but it makes so much sense. I'm trying to think of what I could play. I mean, even in the sense of how he changed the chords of Lulu's Back in Town, right? Right? The Monk. Makes so much sense, right? And it leaves the same. Makes so much sense, but just the way that he approaches it,
yeah,
just automatically, you know, okay, that's Monk.
But not so much. And this is what, you know, when Winton says it's Monk's time,
mm-hmm.
you know, that part of that big time is the fact that, you know, it's not necessarily a template, but rather a springboard, isn't it?
Right.
To do your own thing and jump here and jump there mm-hmm. and not treat it as a finite piece.
Completely.
But rather an infinite opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're chatting with Isaiah Thompson. What's on the springboard for you these days?
I was just in Switzerland playing a quartet. I hadn't really led my own group before for a week, so that was exciting. And I was at this club called Exuberance in Philly, and now I'm going to be at Dizzy's a bunch. They got a lot of holiday stuff going on, and this week I'm playing with Dean Sir's saxophone choir at the late night. So I got some stuff going on in the city.
And the Dean Sir's sax choir, is it Dizzy's late?
Yeah, Dizzy's late night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for hanging out with us this morning.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you back, Isaiah Thompson, and in his third year at Juilliard. And man, if there's just two or three other cats in the whole class that have your sensibility about music and life, we're in good hands. You play us out a little bit, will you? Isaiah Thompson.